A state appeals court has ruled that New York City's plan to ban large sugary drinks from restaurants and other eateries was an illegal overreach of executive power, upholding a lower court decision back in March that struck the law down and dealt a blow to the outgoing Bloomberg administration. The ban would have prevented restaurants, movie theaters, and certain other establishments from selling any sugary beverage larger than 16 ounces. National Federation of Independent Business New York State Director Mike Durant.
Our concern was, one, to protect the small businesses in New York City, but also prevent another poor public policy idea that comes out of New York City up the Hudson and ends up becoming a statewide problem.
In recent years, Bloomberg has pushed through bans on smoking in all public places, trans fats in foods, alcohol sales, and most controversially, the sale of 16-ounce soft drinks.
To go on a crusade where he's talked about popcorn and soda and all these things is really an infringement on the freedom of choice, on consumer choice, and on small business owners' choice to sell those goods. And our mission, NFIB's mission, is to protect the right for our members, the small business owner, to own and operate their business. And this drastic continuation of government overreach that we feel by the mayor in New York City is hurting small business and is doing quite the opposite. So we're very proud today that the little guy got a victory.
That victory may be short-lived. Bloomberg's administration has already indicated it will appeal the latest decision. Meantime, Suffolk County legislator William Spencer, who led a successful local effort to ban the marketing of energy drinks to minors, tells WAMC he plans to testify Wednesday before the Senate Commerce Committee in Washington in hopes of getting a similar ban imposed nationwide.
There is an unlevel playing field. I am a big advocate of personal liberties and capitalism, and I'm fine with that. I'm not trying to limit commerce. But what I am trying to do is I am concerned when you send a direct mail or sample to a child, that's egregious, that's easy. So I think restricting direct mail to minors is one option. And again, I'm not trying to take away personal liberties. I just want to give parents a fighting chance to be able to make informed choices for their kids.
Spencer says advertisers for the drinks, which include brands like Monster, Red Bull, and Rockstar, spend more than $130 million annually on samples and marketing campaigns targeting children under 18 for a product that is not recommended for minors. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.